Funding for this program, Muddy Boots, presented on The Other Side, was received from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and KVMR. For info, contact, and archives, please check out muddybootsradio.org.
Welcome to the other side. A place where daydreams and nightmares mix together to create a fantasy world full of lions, tigers, and bears. Relax and let your mind float downstream, crossing boundaries you never knew existed. Once you've tasted this forbidden fruit, you'll find it hard to resist the temptation to want to tune in each and every week. That's The Other Side, a place you can only find on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on KVMR.
Why should I? First, I'm not interested. Second, I've better things to do. And third, it is forbidden.
Of course.
Now, my class, you will learn to think for yourselves again. You will learn to savor words and language.
No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Welcome to The Other Side. My name is Moon Song Tenali, here to present Voluptuous Veils, Vigorous Voyage, Part 3. We'll have a look-see into the world of whimsical and not-so-whimsical poetry, surreal and not-so-surreal tales, and heaps of delightful and ever-so-delightful what-have-yous. And, of course, an array of lyrically colorful tunes. Words influence perceptions, and coupled with sound, there's an assortment of pathways one can create. This show is a form of sound cut-up, a journey to stretch the mental fibers. Brian Geisen came up with the cut-up technique for rearranging prose. William Burroughs often experimented with said technique. If you break the lines of word and image, what happens? Do you get free of the patterns? Or do you create new patterns? Or are you still stuck with the old patterns because you're using the same old words? Interesting, however you choose to wrap your mind around it. And methinks, this is a technique worth exploring through sound and words. So let's venture forth and see where these auditory curiosities guide us. We may discover what appears to be turtles all the way down. Let's begin with a poem written by Empress Bindi entitled Vivid Immortal Chocolate. One thing is clear to me and be never so true. There's a connection which transcends the fade away. Even if a cloud hides a vision that knows no bounds, our eyes will cross again in the future unseen. To Tears like snowfall will become happy raindrops. Our tongues will meet and taste love in an instant. Upon the shores entwined in rapturous existence, these droplets of words like heart-shaped chocolates. Oh, may they travel amongst the lush breeze of the soul, crossing intrepid lands to where water quenches our thirst. Just be sure to keep looking up every now and then, for the moon will abide in the lining of your skin, and the tide will flow like two birds courting. While the harp strums the anciency of our doing, cozy quilts with warm melodies to seduce a longing, in revered threads of song to weave the golden strand. Upon this earth we are just living in hues of sand, yet water makes the mud where love oozes through us. Oh, may the notes of time impart our heart's rhythmic rhyme, all vivid in the willful play of us being immortal clay.
Just a wee wiping the wiping, calling me into where we both and been. She can call me any brother like a moon or like a nick, cause she a rich man, she can. Dear little mother in the boot and bin, my little mother in the boot and bin, cute little mother in the boot and bin, true little mother in the boot and bin. Yeah, she's waiting in the boot and bin, yeah, she's waiting till I walk in, yeah, she's waiting in the boot and bin. Jumping in the door and the wheel and carry on. Just we jumping and jumping for us before we break the wall. Just we wiping the wiping and calling in the wheel and put it in bed. She can call me any brother like a moon or like a nick, cause you're a rich man, she can. Little mother and foot has been my little mother and foot has been cute little mother and foot has been true little mother and foot has been. She can call me from me, Boatin' Ben. When the lick dimlin, she can call me in from me, Boatin' Ben.
Folks are just so much rubbish. They have no interest.
Then why do some people still read them, although it's so dangerous?
Precisely because it is forbidden.
Why is it forbidden?
Because it made people unhappy.
Do you really believe that?
Oh, yes. Books disturb people. They make them antisocial.
The key! That flower of chivalry, that prince of monarchs, that paragon of potentates is going to speak. Hear the wisdom, witness the wit, observe the oratorical eloquence, lend an ear.
Ladies sing this song, doo-dah, doo-dah. The countdown tracking 9 mile long and I hold it doo-dah day. I come down here with my hat cave in, doo-dah, doo-dah. I'm going back home with a pocket full of tins and I hold it doo-dah day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. Gonna bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. The long-tailed filly and the big black horse, doo-dah, doo-dah. Fly around the track and cut all across and I hold it doo-dah day. Well, a blind horse fell in the big mud hole, doo-dah, doo-dah. In can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole, oh, the doo-dah day. Wine to run all night, wine to run all day. Then I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. The muley cow jumped in the track, doo-dah, doo-dah. And bobtail throwed her over his back and I hold it doo-dah day. They run round the track like a railroad car, doo-dah, doo-dah. Run this race and a shooting star, oh, the doo-dah day. Wine to run all night, wine to run all day. Then I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Wine to run all night, wine to run all day. Then I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
When good thoughts visit you, my dears, be good to them as you can be. Don't put ignorance in your ears or malice in your tea. Go work a pattern on your knee without yarn or soft silk and call out naughty names in glee till you spill the milk. Don't drive a downer in your foot. Don't stick pain in your head. And oh, I beg you, do not put hate's embers in your bed. These things are not considered kind. They worry us and tease. Such cruelty is not refined. It always fails to please. Be good to your thoughts, little chaps, whatever else you do, and then you'll grow to be, perhaps, a more tolerant you.
Thank you. sugar in the gourd and I can't get it out. And the way to get it out is shake the gourd about. Sugar in the gourd and I can't get it out. And the way to get it out is shake the gourd about.
Because she thought the sun,
had got no business to be there.
After the day was done.
There's a fly in my soup, and it can't seem to see me, but it stares at me blankly, in my soup, rich and creamy. It sits there sinking in my bowl, fills so high. I have a disgusted feeling that it is still alive. What to do, what to do? Should I scoop it up with my big round spoon? Or flick it out with my finger and watch it fly across the room? Sploosh! There it goes! Up through the air so high! Watching it curve in an arc, heading for the wall, when it will splat and die. But inches from the wall, a miraculous surprise. It flicked up its wings and began to fly. It buzzed here and buzzed there, hitting chairs and windows and things. The soup now gone from its prismed eyes, it flew up to a lamp nice and high. It looked left, it looked right, and spotted my soup, and began to dive. In a spiral fury, it came so fast, and plunged into my soup, and finally, passed.
Que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
Que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
El que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
La mujer en el amor,
sí señor,
se parece a la gallina.
¿Cómo no?
La mujer en el amor,
sí señor,
se parece a la gallina.
¿Cómo no?
Que cuando se muere el gallo,
sí señor,
a cualquier pollo se arrima.
¿Cómo no?
El que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
Que
coma su pinol,
que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol,
el que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
Muchacha, dice tu abuela,
sí señor,
que no te meta en la cocina.
¿Cómo no?
Muchacha, dice tu abuela,
sí señor,
que no te meta en la cocina.
¿Cómo no?
El que tiene gasolina,
sí señor,
no ha de jugar con candela.
¿Cómo no?
El que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
Que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol.
El que siembra su maíz,
que se coma su pinol. se coma su pinón,
que siembra su maíz.
First, we have the sacred royal sound of Ra, R-A, the masculine creative power of God. It is the note of A natural in the middle octave, thus. Ra. Next, we have the feminine maturing power of God. It is the sound of Ma, M-A, which is also A natural in the middle octave, thus. Ma.
Beloved grandfather.
Do your dance, boy.
My dance?
Yes. The one you delighted the army with when your father made you its mascot. Come on. Little boots.
I've forgotten it, Lord.
Oh, dance for me. Delight me. Dance!
She teach me one lead lover, only lead lover. Yay, one lead lover. I teach you and you teach me. I met a girl way down in Nassau. She was so nice to me. When I teach her to talk to make fashion, I teach she while she teach me. Teach me one lead lover.
In a certain town there lived a couple. The husband would bring home a bushel of fish every day. His wife would eat up all the middles of the fish and leave him only fish heads and fish tails. She did this every day. What did he do? He had a sister in town. He went to her house one day and said, "Sister, every day I bring home a bushel of fish. When I come to eat, the fish have only heads and tails, no middles. What shall I do?" His sister told him,
"If that's the case, brother, go to the carpenter and ask him to make 3 dolls for you. Place 1 doll next to the cooking fire. Place another with the pots and pans. Put the 3rd one in the niche in the wall. After you've done that, bring home as usual your bushel of fish and then leave. Let's see what happens."
He did exactly what his sister told him to do. He went to the carpenter and got 3 dolls made. He placed 1 near the cooking fire, a 2nd one among the pots, and another in the wall niche. And he brought in his daily bushel of fish, gave it to his wife, and went out as usual. She cooked the fish in a hurry and was going to pick up a platter when the doll among the pots piped up and asked,
"Why a platter?"
The doll in the wall answered,
"To eat like a thief."
The doll near the cooking fire added,
"Without her husband?"
She gasped,
"They talk and like that?"
She was scared of the dolls and rushed out of the house and didn't get back till her husband came home. When he came home, she fed him and then ate her own dinner. The fish were whole as when they were brought. Her husband said nothing. He finished his meal and went to his sister's house. He said to her,
"Sister, I did as you told me to. Today, all the fish were whole."
Thank you.
Out rode from his wild dark castle the terrible Heinz von Stein. He came to the door of a tavern and gazed on its swinging sign. He sat himself down at a table and growled for a bottle of wine. Up came with a flask and a corkscrew a maiden of beauty divine. Then, seized with a deep love longing, he uttered, "O damsel of mine, suppose you shall give me a few kisses to the valerious Ritter von Stein." But she answered, "The kisses business is entirely out of my line, and I certainly will not begin it on a countenance ugly as thine." Oh, then the bold knight was angry. He cursed both coarse and fine, and asked, "How much is this swindle for your sour, tasty, nasty wine?" And fiercely he rode to the castle and sat himself down to dine. And this is the dreadful legend of the terrible Heinz von Stein.
Come tell me about your treehouse and your candy-striped pet mouse and your car that has feet. Hey, come tell me about your eyebrows that meet and my baby. Won't you tell me about your jubilees and your right eyeball's growing pains and your purple tractor that sings. Hey, come tell me all of those things. But if you wanna tell me some more, I think you can. Oh, baby, tell me about your lover man. Now you know I'm talking about him. As one that's strutting around each time I get out of town. You know the one that I mean. It's one that's stealing my scene. Hey, now you know, I know I'm talking about him. Oh, my baby, come tell me about your black rose and the garden where your love grows among the cabbages and beans. Hey, come tell me why your primroses are green. And my baby, won't you tell me about your steamship and your nightly air trip on a white moth's wing. Hey, come tell me all of those things. But if you wanna tell me some more, you can. Oh, baby, tell me about your lover man. Now you know I'm talking about him. As one that's strutting around each time I get out of town. You know the one that I mean. Is a cat that's stealing my cream.
I am Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
I am Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
Both of you the same book?
My brother is volume one.
My brother is volume two.
It's a great pleasure to meet you.
This is a real iPhone. Montag. I knew it. I knew it. Of course, all this, the existence of a secret library, was known in high places. But there's no way of getting at it. Only once before have I seen so many books in one place.
Chabula
Everything and nothing, Caesar.
You can't have both for the same price.
An Irish hero whose mother had died was required by his mother-in-law to set out on a journey to an island beneath the sea and to bring back some golden apples he would find there. Should he fail to return within a year, he would lose his right to the throne, relinquishing it to one of his stepbrothers. For his journey, he was given a miserable shaggy nag. No sooner had he set out than the nag said, "Look in my ear, you will find a metal ball. Throw it on the path ahead of us, and we will follow it wherever it goes."
Today. But the thing I can't understand, the closer I get to the Swanee River, the less appreciation folks show for this song. I wonder if they know where the Swanee River is. Is it in Russia? No. Is it in Yugoslavia? No. Is it in North Dakota? No. Is it in South America? No. South Georgia runs on down through the Okeechobee Swamp, down through Florida. I was raised on that old Swanee River. I used to lay down on my belly and drink water from that old Swanee. That's why I'm so big, black, and hefty. Right now, I'm older than any man in here. I've got 16 youngs, got a baby 2 months old. Go and get some more. I don't have no pep pills either. And my wife don't take no birth control pills. I do all that doggone controlling at my house. Cause when I get to feeling a little puny, I run down to that old Swanee River and lay down on my belly. I don't want to drink from no container. It may be disease. So I lay down on my belly and drink from that old Swanee till I thirst no more. The reason some of you men got such big bellies, you don't lay down on them enough. So I lay down on my belly and drink from that old Swanee River till all my miseries is gone. Lay down on my belly, just laying there under a sycamore tree on that old Swanee River. Just drink, drink, drink till I become happy and merry. Lay down on that old Swanee River.
see a rushing sea of words describing pictures flowing out of the inside to come together outside. And it seems to be originating from me.
To the movies, okay? Hey, after we go 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 to the movies, okay?
Sage in days of yore, and he a handsome pigtail wore. He wondered much and sorrowed more because it hung behind him. He mused upon this curious case and swore he'd change the pigtail's place and have it hanging at his face, not dangling there behind him. Says he, The mystery I've found, I'll turn me around. He turned him round, but still it hung behind him. Then round and round and in and out, all day the puzzled sage did spin. In vain, in matted not the pin, the pigtail hung behind him. And right and left and round about, and up and down and in and out, he turned, and still the pigtail stout hung steadily behind him. And though his efforts never slack, and though he twist and twirls and twack, alas, still faithful to his back, the pigtail hangs behind him.
Hey!
spider plays your heart like a fiddle. Exotic charm weaves a webbed riddle. Greetings and welcome again to The Other Side. My name is Inky Scratches Tenali, and you've just heard the first set of Voluptuous Veils, Vigorous Voyage, Part 3. Way back when, we commenced the set with Boat and Bin by Norris the Troubadour. And we heard Camptown Races by Abner J. Advice to the Sensibly Nonsensical Sense of the Common Sense, a poem read by Tenacious Wondercloud. Then we heard Euphoria by the Holy Modal Rounders. The poem Fly, read by Lilith Lefay. Then we heard El Que Siembra Su Maíz by Trio Matamoros. Then we heard Jamaica Fashion by the Montego Beach Hotel Calypsonians. Dolls, a folktale from India, read by Cuddly Casper. Then we heard Yayuma Weya Baba, a song from Iran. That was by Mula Abdushahib. Then we heard The Legend of Heinz von Stein by Charles Godfrey Leyland, read by Che. Then we heard Lover Man by the Incredible String Band. Nagula with Miriam Makeba. Then we heard Swanee by Abner J. A poem, Sea, read by Lilith Lefay. Then we heard Oh Dear Friend, a cut from Madagascar, by Hiran Ni Tananoran Ni Etaya Lo. We heard A Tragic Story by William Makepeace Thackeray, read by Che. And we wrap things up with Cape Cod Girls by Baby Gramps. A crow with face paint gestures like a clown. Thus a big, huge burst of laughter churns. Stay tuned. Soon come the second set of Voluptuous Veils, Vigorous Voyage, Part 3. Thank you.